escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is the Go Birds podcast. Elliot Chore Parks, James Seltzer with you. Cuts were made.
Cuts were made.
They happened.
But look,
we have a roster that probably won't be the final 53, but we have a roster.
By the time you're listening to this, it probably
it might be over already. Might be someone's gone.
But it's like they say, when one door closes, another one opens. It's sad training camp's over. But we have the ultimate love story.
So
you know, when one thing leaves, another one enters your life, right? What's the saying? I think I just said it.
One door closes, another opens. Exactly. Is the saying? Yes, you got it.
We don't have to lead with it. But
I think we do. I think that this makes you so happy. Here's what I'll say. I'm gonna rip you and give you a compliment.
Naturally.
Okay. The compliment, you called it. Like, you were in. Like, the moment they got together, Elliot Chore Parks, on the radio, on the podcast, I was like, they are getting married. Like, you, honestly, I think it's your best call ever.
It really might be.
Yes, because you, from the jump.
Right away.
Like, so impressive. Great job. Okay.
Now the downside.
You gotta chill. It's just two famous people getting together. Who cares? You don't know either of them.
Well,
they're not I have some unbelievable love story.
I have a degree of separation.
It's just because they're famous that their love story, like their love story is not better than your love story or my love story or someone else's love story or whatever. It's just that they're famous.
It's not, obviously, all love is great, but like, this is the closest we'll ever get to a royal wedding.
So I agree with that. I think that
It'll be the biggest pop culture moment. I mean, you never know what will happen.
It will be the biggest pop. I don't know if you can say moment.
Pre-planned. It'll pop be the biggest moment. Not like a shocking, sad thing or whatever. You know what's crazy? We haven't even said their names.
And we don't need to.
I know. Everyone but that's knows the crazy talking. Part.
I think it'll definitely be the biggest wedding since the royal wedding, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like, and in America, even bigger, I would think. Maybe not than Princess Di and Charles's wedding. That was like a really big deal back in the 90s, but or whatever it was, late 80s, early 90s, whatever it was. I know you don't know.
Yeah.
Why would I even mention it?
I mean, I know all about it, but when it happened.
It was a big deal. That was a big deal.
For sure, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely the biggest wedding that I can think of. And like pre-planned pop culture, I don't know about it. Like it's the moonwalk, Michael Jackson planned to do the moonwalk before he did it. People didn't know it was coming.
But it was shocking. That, I mean, like, we will know months in advance when this is happening.
Right.
Presumably.
The,
I don't
the
know
fan
how.
Base knowing
yeah.
it.
Well, the world.
I'm sure, yeah, the world.
The world.
It same
yeah,
difference. The world. I'm sure there are other things that were planned that ended up being great. Like Live Aid was a planned thing.
It's
people
a big
knew
one.
That was happening. You know, so I'm sure there are others, but I get your point.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. But like, the you got it. The love
but
story
isn't
said,
it,
chill
isn't
out.
It kind of crazy? First of all, two things, and we'll get to the Eagles.
Yes.
One.
Will we?
Yeah. Oh, wait, honestly. Like,
I mean, maybe. we went to a wedding. Shout out to Tucker's wedding. Love's
yeah,
in the
talk
air.
Talk about also kind of stepping on Tucker's moment. But
no, it's like you could have waited a few days, Travis. I thought you were a Tucker Bagley fan.
So,
but...
so obviously, neither of us will get invited, clearly. But like, you have a better chance of getting invited than I do.
I'm not getting invited.
I know you won't.
The point is, it is an absurd.
We both have zero,
yes.
But you have like 0.000001, and I have 0.00000. Is the point I'm making.
I think the crazy point that you're making is the fact that we
have some degree.
We both know Taylor Swift's going to be Taylor Swift's brother-in-law.
Yeah, like, and like
we know
well,
yes,
not well. Well, strong for
we
me.
We could text him right now and be like, "Hey, man, how you doing?"
Yeah,
and
congrats.
He would respond like,
yeah.
"Yes, yes."
It's also, I think we're numb to it now. But it is just crazy to think we're talking about Jason Kelsey.
It's so weird. Well, I think you tweeted it. I think I saw you tweet where you're like, you know, if you had told me 5 years ago that the Eagles center would be
it's crazy.
The best man.
I remember sitting
Taylor
at this
Swift's
next
wedding.
To this dude at Lehigh when he was a rookie, like waiting for the bus. Now he's so
well,
that's
well, Kylie Kelsey, same idea. She tweeted, I met my husband on Tinder and now I'm gonna be Taylor Swift's
she
sister.
Tweeted that?
Yeah, she or
okay.
tweet or someone did.
I think it was just a tweet about
oh, Instagram.
Her. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it just
it's
about her? It
yeah, it was
her?
I think it was
okay,
me.
But either
yeah.
way, think about that.
It is,
I mean,
yeah.
She met her husband on Tinder and now she's gonna be Taylor Swift's sister in law. Like,
it's
are
crazy.
You serious? Like
it's crazy. Also
what are you unique crazy thing?
So I've often we've talked about this. Like, obviously you would give and maybe have given a great best man speech. Like we're both uniquely,
given some
uniquely
bangers,
qualified,
yes.
right? I think Jason Kelsey might be, like, what's that scene in the movie where it's like, I have a particular set of skills?
Yes, it's Taken with
yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, yeah, like, that is Jason Kelsey talking about a best man speech. Like, he is so, so perfect for it.
I think he is really...
He might give one of the best man speeches of all time.
I think he is really perfect
right?
for
right? He's emotional,
now,
he's funny, he's
yeah.
calm and...
No, yeah, yeah,
things.
He's
like,
smart.
He'll cry,
he's a
good talker,
he'll
laugh.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, yeah, he's got... It's a big room, though. I mean, like, how many... I know that he's around famous people a lot, but
no, you're right. It's
like, you know, giving a best man speech, you're up.
Yeah, you're
and
nervous.
It's
no
just
what.
You. It's
yeah.
just you in front of the whole everyone. Never, and it matters so much to the people who are getting married. In this case, one of the people getting married is the most famous person in the world, or like
yeah.
one of the five most famous people in the world, whatever. Maybe
yeah,
Donald
most,
Trump's more famous,
most
or Putin,
famous.
Or
I heard
whatever.
You say, it is funny on air. You're like, I don't know, Trump or Putin.
Of,
it's no, like,
I'm
all
like,
right.
I'm like,
no, you're right. Yeah,
like, right. Like we did. We got an old Queen thing. She's gone, so we don't have to debate
R.I.P.
this. R.I.P. the Queen. But like, you know, Taylor Swift, like up there, like
yeah, for sure,
alive. You
yeah.
know, so it's. I almost cursed. It's bat bleep crazy.
It's wild.
That Jason Kelsey's brother, who is, you know, obviously also very accomplished, but Jason Kelsey's brother
is marrying Taylor Swift.
Is marrying Taylor Swift. I will say, I'm more happy for you calling it than for them.
Thank you.
It really was a God level type call by you.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you just.
I'll never be this correct again.
From the
about
jump.
Anything.
I mean, from the jump, you're like, they're getting married, guys.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? You psycho.
Yeah.
Like, it was a psychotic thing to say.
I just could tell. I could see it.
I just saw it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really proud of you.
Thank
it was
you.
Really good. You
well, you know what the crazier thing
you
is?
You really do love the love story, though, right? Because I'm a romantic. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised you're
Harry
not.
Met Sally is one of my favorite movies
yeah.
ever made. It's just because it's like, I get a lot more.
You don't really love fame the way I love fame. So it doesn't.
Exactly
so it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't.
They
hit
are just
you the
people
same.
To
exactly.
me. You
exactly.
know what I mean? I
yeah.
look at like yes, she's super famous and it's wild. They admit, but like at the end of the day, like Taylor Swift's just a girl, just a person. You know,
girl in love.
Travis Kelsey's just a guy.
Now imagine it was Glenn Powell.
Same. Again, I really don't get star. Like, I'm not a star.
I know you don't. This
yeah, it's not my thing. Like,
I don't get starstruck in person. I just enjoy the fame.
I love Glenn Powell. Like, no, and I get it. Like, it's like we all, like, I like to follow movie people I like and what's going on with them. Not to the same level. I don't like.
No,
I don't
like
really
it way
follow
more,
them. I don't
yeah.
know what's going on. Like, so much. It's not comparable. Like, you
yeah.
would read People Magazine. I wouldn't.
Correct.
Like, that's it. I would read Entertainment Weekly to find out what movies are coming out
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Movie Time.
Yes, exactly. Well, Entertainment Weekly was like that. Yeah, Movie Times.
Yeah.
The movie magazine.
Checking out the paper. Think
so
they still
is...
put that in papers? The Movie Times? They can't possibly, right?
I mean, probably. I mean, if you have a newspaper, right? I mean,
like, what section would you? I mean, I guess the entertainment section. It just seems
silly
to me. I don't
know. It's a really good question. Yeah. I mean,
can't possibly still.
This is such a good question. Hold on.
How old would you have to be to check a movie time in a newspaper?
But,
like, I remember doing that when I was younger, like, which is pretty crazy.
Do newspapers still have movie
podcasting
show times? The answer is some newspapers.
So no real answer here. Yeah. Like, I don't know how they would possibly.
Some have it.
They can't possibly.
It would be crazy. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, you want to go to the movies today? Hold on. Let's go pick up the baby.
Oh, there's a 6:30 at the AMC Roxborough.
I know we do this all the time, and it's crazy we used to live like that.
I
mean, it's like,
well, it's like the episode of Seinfeld where it's like movie phone. Like, you would call in and be like, let's see what
movie
time
phone,
the...
I used movie phone many times. I told you sports phone I used to use, where you would call up and they would say the score of the Yankees.
I never even know about that.
Oh, dude, they used to have sports phone where you would call up and get the score. Like,
that's
for baseball
game,
the Yankees versus the Indians, 5-3.
Wow.
The Yankees won. And then it would go with like each score of every game, and I would just sit there and listen to the scores of the game.
It's wild people wasted like...
But again, I wanted to know what happened to
the
games.
No, I know, right. Yeah.
It's like we didn't have the internet. Like, there was one game on, if that. Like,
the old times.
It's crazy.
That's why they're the old times.
I know. And now we've got, you know, Taylor and Travis in our faces every second of every day.
Yeah.
So, you, like, how much of this is, like, you doing a bit? And how,
like,
much is real? That's what I want to know.
10% is
10%
is a bit.
Okay.
I mean, I am very into it.
You are?
Like,
no, that's why I was
but
asking.
You know what? And maybe we just won't talk Eagles today. But, like,
we will.
We'll title it Reaction to 53 Man Pod, and we will just exclusively talk about Taylor Swift and Tucker's wedding.
Kill us. I can't do it.
I was like, oh, you know what's a good example of? Because I do think this is something I fall victim to. Like, once my Twitter and Instagram feed figures out I'm into something, it constantly feeds me more of it. So, while you are right, I am obviously more into it than you, I'm also probably being fed so much more. So, it's almost like, even if I wasn't that into it, I can't escape it because I'm getting so
much. And you're on Twitter more than
exactly,
I am.
Exactly, correct. So, while I am very into it, it also is a bit self-fulfilling.
It's like an echo chamber type
correct.
Thing. Yeah, I get it.
Like, every single thing on my For You page on Twitter is like, Ed Kelsey found out at Eagles practice. Donna Kelsey, like, you
know,
which is crazy, by the way.
Yeah, the Ed Kelsey part of the whole thing.
Yeah, the Ed Kelsey thing.
He
picked
the
up
open
a FaceTime
practice.
In the open public of the link.
I know.
Think of how protective Taylor probably is about her personal information. And this guy is just like exposing the biggest pop culture secret of however many years.
He gives no, like, he's just, kind of guy. It's hilarious.
For lack of a better term, like, it's like endearing or cute.
Oh,
like
it's
endearing,
yeah.
How naive he is to this. Yeah.
Yes, he is very naive. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's like no idea that, like, he's just found out a million dollar piece of information.
What day was that? I think it was when Jason retired. Or it was one of those days where we were doing like a Kelsey day at the station. Ed called me and tried to tell me, you have to find Jason's first interview on WIP. It's really funny. He was super nervous.
That's crazy.
And that was it. But it was just like, find it. And I'm like, how,
well, it's
Ed?
Also just funny, but it's...
And then he emailed it to me. Ed Kelsey emailed
that's
me.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, he's
talk about
just,
not being starstruck. Not that he's a star, but it is crazy, like, how naive or, like, numb you are to it.
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, you know, I'm very happy for them. It does seem like that, you know... And look, for her, you know, her whole thing's been the tortured love thing and all that, right?
Honestly, truly the last thing I'll say is I do think there is a true, genuine happiness in the way that we know Jason and what a good guy he is.
Agree.
And I think I just probably project a lot of that onto
Travis
he's not
a jerk.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just like, I'm excited for Jason.
Right? Yeah, awesome. I agree. Jason Kelsey really is a wonderful, wonderful
everything
human.
You would hope he would be. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And he's Taylor Swift's soon-to-be brother-in-law.
He, like, probably have a group chat.
Group chat? He probably texts her on the, hey, sis.
Yeah, congrats.
What up, sis? He can text her, what up, sis? He probably did do a little joke like, hey, sis, type of thing.
Yeah.
I would.
Sis.
You're not a sis person?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
You never called Sadie sis? Like, hey,
no,
sis?
No, definitely not.
Really?
No, yeah. Like, I
call my sister-in-law sis all the time.
Interesting.
Like, hey, sis.
I don't call my brother-in-law brother.
No, not with the brother as much. Well, I don't have a brother-in-law. I just have a brother.
True.
I call Peter. I call him Brosif. I call him...
Brosif's good.
Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
But you're just out on sis.
Yeah, not in on it. do you want to know how, like, the Eagles are very good.
Yeah, yeah, we're not. Yeah, let's dive in.
I honestly think this
like,
might...
Well, there's not much to say. There,
this
about
is
cuts,
the
right?
most
like,
boring cutdown you, day you, of my time covering
you
this game.
Told us what was going to happen. Like, all the pods leading up, like, that's it. Like, maybe a trade happens, and I want to get into that, because I do think the interesting discussion with the Eagles is what's next, especially with Howie. And I do think Howie was talking to the rest of the league yesterday, too, saying, like, hey, we got picks, guys. Like, we're open. Like, that was a... You don't normally hear Howie talk that... Like, he'll, you know, say the team's not... We're not done. We're never done, whatever. Yesterday was like, hey, this roster isn't it. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not done. Like, we want to make trades. I have draft picks. Like, I thought that was fascinating, that Howie was like, almost like, guys, trade with me. I'm here. I'll do it.
Well, because a couple of things. One, I think he knows they need trades, right? And Howie always uses that press conference, in my opinion. That press conference and the pre-draft press conference are about sending messages to the league, of like projecting, you know? Like, I thought it was, he was very clear in being like, we liked Sam Howell, like, regardless of McKee, which I don't, I think there is no shot if, if Tanner McKee doesn't break his thumb, I think there is almost no shot they get Sam Howell, but maybe they just super didn't like Kyle McCord, like, which is obvious based off this. But no, I think there will be moves to be made. We're recording this at, I think it's like 10:50. They practice today at 2:30. There will be practice squad moves, obviously, but like, there will be players that are on the 53 that are cut. I still don't think Kelee Ringo is safe. Like, we'll see if he's out.
Really, you think he might be? To the trade, though, not like cut.
To trade. They're not going to cut
Kelee. Yeah.
But I thought what was telling, too, yesterday is when Howie was talking about the cornerback room, and he said Keeley's one of the best special teams players in the NFL.
Oh, he said that. Yeah, I noticed that.
And it was like, well, I guess Dory's starting. Like, I don't think you would never hear him say about Quinion or whoever, like Jalen Carter.
Of course.
You know, like, oh, they're great special teams
players. Yeah, I think we can assume Dory Jackson is
starting. Yeah, and I don't know if that's a good thing.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. I don't think anyone wanted him to win it when this training camp started.
I think Howie and Fangio, and I would say Fangio especially, would love to trade for a great cornerback. Like, I think they would pay the price for a great corner. It's just, there might not be one available. Like, it's just hard. I mean, we can sit here and say whatever team, like, well, they suck, they're not going to be good. But that team is,
that team hasn't played a game yet.
Yes. So I do think, and this is the other interesting part of this too, the Sam Howell thing of it all. Albert Breer's been writing, like, everyone around the league loves McKee, and that, like, there's going to be offers.
I noticed that, too.
I wonder if they'll trade him in season.
If Howell comes in as a good backup.
Yeah, if they're impressed with Howell over the first month, if the Saints aren't doing well, the quarterbacks suck there, if there is a world where they trade McKee for a player.
Like Cam Jordan or something like that.
Yeah, like somebody that
could
really help
them. I know it's
really
not a corner, that's a rusher, but he would help them eventually.
But they
need an
edge,
too. That's the point. That was why I said it.
So I don't know. I think there's an interesting dynamic there of, like... maybe the Howell thing is about replacing McKee eventually, and maybe this year. Like, because Howell is a better backup for this team than McKee is. Like, I think McKee is probably a better player, although, to be fair, Howell has thrown for 4,000 yards in a season. So there's a good
chance. I think McKee's better, but I get your point.
Maybe, but there's a good chance McKee never throws for 4,000
yards. I think Howell is more experienced.
Yeah.
But, like, I think McKee's
better. And not just experience. He is... played at a level in the NFL that we do not know if Tanner can play at. We can hope and project.
We also know that level's not great. Sam Howell's not a starting quarterback in the NFL, I don't think.
Agreed. I think he...
Whereas I think Tanner McKee can be a starting quarterback.
I think he's better than...
Yeah.
I think he's probably better than Kenny Pickett.
I think... I like Sam Howell better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I mean, 4,000 yards and 21 touchdowns
is not
nothing.
I think he's one of the better backups in the league. Yeah, like, I think he's a nice backup.
Now, 21 interceptions is a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
Like, that is
That's the point. I think that... He played the best game of his life against the Eagles, which makes me a little nervous, where it's like, oh, we saw him. And also that fact that was out there with Howie Roseman's been the one college game in 10 years. I was picking Howell. It's like, so I'm a little, I don't love that stuff. Like, I don't love, like, oh, you're just really basing off what you've seen him. And I don't know that they are.
Although,
you know?
Note to self, if Howie goes to any college games this year.
Freaking bring it, dude. Yeah. You better, that's the game to show up for.
Well, and also, what year was Pickett drafted?
Pickett was 22.
Was it 22?
I was gonna say, I think he was 21, but it might be 22.
Because I was trying to think if it was when they were scouting for
It would have been. It would have been. Yeah, maybe it was 21, right? Because was it the year after Jalen?
I thought it was the year. Was
2 years after Jalen.
Yeah, I thought it was. Let me see, Kenny Pickett.
He was the only quarterback taken in the first round that year. Him and Malik Willis. Remember, it was those two, and then Willis fell.
So Kenny Pickett was...
It was 21 or 22 for sure.
His first year was 22. Yeah.
So it was 22.
So it was after the Jalen year where we thought they were...
We weren't sure. It was when they lost to the Bucs.
Move on from Jalen.
It was when they lost the
Bucks. And they were like Deshaun Watson and Aaron. Like,
yeah, well, remember.
So he was quarterback scouting is the point I'm making. He was there to watch quarterbacks.
Potentially.
Maybe potentially. I guess I don't know for sure. But if the two players he remembers watching are Hal and Pickett, and he's acquired both those players, I think he was there to watch them. And it was coming off the Jalen year where me and you were a little higher on him than others, but I think ultimately everybody was somewhat skeptical of what he could be.
Mm-hmm.
So if Howie goes and watch this year, note to self. There's a good chance there will be future Eagles in that game.
It's just a weird, it's a weird little factoid and a weird little nugget. I think Hal trade made a ton of sense. I think Hal's good.
I think it's a good trade.
I think he's a good backup, and he can move around a little bit. Like, he's got
good
a little
sprout.
Yeah, it's a fine trade. And I do think the fact that Albert Breer has been pounding that table is interesting. It's notable. Albert Breer definitely has connections with the Eagles. Like,
I also think he talks to people around the league.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's a fascinating, fascinating thing. With the roster cuts themselves, and because real quick before we move on from the trades, and we will get to Tucker's wedding later.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tucker. He had an amazing wedding. He was freaking
unbelievable.
Topless at his wedding. We'll tell you all about it.
Pitching the call. Yeah. Okay.
He was topless.
No, you're right.
I mean,
correct.
It's factually correct.
Correct. No, you're right.
You would just say he took his shirt off. Is that how you would phrase
it?
Yeah. I go topless.
That's fair.
Especially because the topless Tucker just sounds great.
I have some alliteration pictures of Tucker that I haven't texted him, but I'm kind of like, he would either find these funny or incredibly embarrassing.
Well, it's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Nothing better. I have, would you like to guess how many pictures I took at the wedding?
I would guess zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
I took zero pictures.
Zero. Well, yeah. I was the one that crowd everyone, like, let's take a group photo.
Oh, which was, I'm sure, great.
Yeah, we got one of me, you, and Tucker now. We haven't tweeted it out. Maybe we should.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, we should. Send those my way.
Yeah, I will.
All right. So, quickly before we get to cuts, the trades things, we haven't really talked since the Hal trade and the Fred Johnson trade and then trading away Kennard. Did you find it at all interesting that he just made two trades on the offensive side of the ball?
Well,
I mean,
their needs. Yeah, I mean,
like,
he did trade for Jakorian Bennett a little
prior,
earlier.
Yeah.
Well, so I think it's easier to make trades on the offensive side of the ball because they're trading for backups. Whereas on the defensive side of the ball,
you're,
we're talking about trading for starters. So those are harder to pull off. I think if they make a big move between now and, like, Sunday when they start, it'll be defense. Yeah. I'll be curious how many claims they put in. My guess is they probably don't expect to have a chance to make many claims.
I think they'll throw them in because why wouldn't you? But I doubt they're going to get,
like, the chances you get someone that's part of the reason. Claiming.
And you talked about that coming into this, that you thought how he'd be looking to make trades, and now he made that clear. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, like, after watching them for a full offseason, after seeing the final 53-man roster, I think they seem like higher on Uche than maybe I thought. He's like how he talked about him and was very excited about him. I think it's just very obvious. Like, they need a safety. Like, that is what they need. I think.
And a corner.
I think they need a corner, but I think
it's more important. So you feel better about Adoree Jackson?
I think I feel better
about
Adoree than Sidney is ultimately where I fall on it.
Which, by the way, I think we get. Those are going to be the starters in 8 days, right?
Yes.
Like, we feel very confident saying, we'll see what happens from there. Like, but to start, it's going to be Brown.
I feel pretty confident.
I do too. I just want to, like, lock
now,
that in.
Now, again, they practice today. If Makuba's out there.
And healthy and all
that. Yeah, now we can't watch all the practice.
I just think it's going to be Sidney.
I think it's going to be Sidney too. He's taking the most reps with Reed Blankenship.
He didn't play in that last preseason game. You know?
But I also think them keeping McCollum is a sign of, like,
not full faith in it.
Well, not.
Look, I don't think they're psyched about it. I just think it's like Brown is the signs are there that it'll be Brown.
Well, and also I just think
didn't what's his name hype up Sidney? Was it Howie? Did Howie say something about
Nick? I don't think he talked about
Sidney. Anyway, go ahead.
I think it's also more just a sign they might need someone to play on that Thursday night game, and I don't think Andre Sam they view as ready. So McCollum to me is an indication that maybe Makuba won't be ready for week one because if Sidney goes down, I don't think you can go to Andre Sam. You have to go to McCollum. And I think that's why. And for what it's worth, McCollum had a good last preseason game.
McCollum played in spurts.
He's like a
fill-in guy.
He is a NFL player that is not average. But, like, he is in between average and practice squad, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He's like a 53-man roster player. But he's not a, you want him out there for 600 snaps in a season.
Yeah, I think
he's only in his third year, so maybe he could develop.
I think that's a good way to put it. All right, so quickly, before we get to what you think is going to happen Howie-wise, just in the cuts themselves, there wasn't a lot of interesting stuff. I think the most interesting cut itself is probably Anaya Smith, if I had to say so. And I think the probably, you know, not surprisingly, the most interesting making the roster guy, even though it did seem like it was heading that
Darius
way,
Cooper.
Is Darius Cooper, just on the whole thing. So your thoughts on him getting rid of Anaya Smith, the punt returner part of that and all that. And just look, a fifth round pick from last year, a sixth round pick this year. Rylan, what was he, a sixth or a seventh this year? Like
who?
Rylan. Well, so McCourt was a sixth this year, a sixth, a fifth last year. I'm just saying,
Powell Rylan.
Powell Rylan, was he a fifth, or a sixth or a seventh?
Yeah, he was like a sixth or a seventh.
So point being, like, you don't usually see.
They're cutting some of their late guys.
That's what I'm
now. Part of it is when you're making 10 picks in a draft,
sure,
they're not all going to make the team. I would say with Anaya Smith, like, he's kind of, honestly, it's good timing with McCollum. Like, I think Anaya Smith is probably above a practice squad player, but I think at this point, definitely not an average NFL player. Like, I think
he's below average, without
a
doubt.
I think he had a camp where he improved. I think he looked better than he did last year. I think they thought that he could come to the NFL and be explosive after the catch, and he just has not shown an ability to do that. So, I'm not overly shocked they cut him. I didn't have him on my final 53. With punt returner, I think there's a chance that the punt returner is not on the roster yet and will be on the practice squad, and they'll just promote him potentially.
Covey got cut.
I know. I would be fine with Covey coming
too.
Back.
Yeah, put him on the practice squad, whatever.
I think he's probably a better receiver and punt returner than Anaya Smith is. So I don't want Cooper DeJean doing it. Like, you can't play every snap on defense and then also special teams.
I want him doing it in clutch situations, and that's it. Like what they used to do with Deshaun at the end, where it was like, hey, late in the game, we could really use a big return here. Or late in the game, and no matter what, the punt returner has to fair catch this football or whatever. I am fine with them putting Cooper out there for big spots, but I totally agree with you. Like,
so,
he is way, 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 way too valuable, and they're already asking him to do too much.
Yeah, there's already a ton on his plate. Now, this isn't a Cooper thing or an Eagle thing. I've never been a huge fan of, like, specialist punt returners just because I think
of using a roster spot on it.
Well, no. I just mean, I think it's hard not to return the punt all game and then come in the fourth quarter in a huge spot and be effective as a punt returner.
Oh, you're saying someone
you see what
just
I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, though. I mean, we've seen it
it's
work.
It's almost like
I mean,
pinch hitting a little bit. Like,
but,
I think,
but if you're good at it, you're good at it.
You're good at it. No, it's fair. I think it seems hard where, I think it'd be hard where you're not fielding punts all game and then the biggest punt return of the game you're expected. But
yeah, I mean, think about it. How many, like, there are games where you feel one punt a game, two punts
true.
A game.
Yeah.
I think it's as long as you're working on practice and continuing
that's
to,
fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't want Cooper doing it. Another main takeaway, you didn't bring this up, but another main takeaway I have from the final cuts is, like, do we think Lane Johnson's going to retire at the end of the year?
Okay. I'm happy you brought this up. I want to get into it in 1 second. But first, I can't let this go past any longer, especially if we're going to start talking about retirement in June.
Yeah.
I need to help people. Because if you've been running your AC nonstop since June like I have, you got to listen. Your old windows might be costing you a fortune in energy bills, and we here at Go Birds, we have a solution for you.
That's why you need to go ahead and call Window Nation.
Nation.
It will replace those drafty old builder-grade windows. Ugh. With custom built.
Who is right? That's good.
Right? Builder grade? That just does not sound very nice. And so they'll replace them with custom built, high quality windows that keep your home comfortable. They even measure 3 times. Wow. 3 times. I bet Kristen wish I would do things that efficiently when I do things in the house.
Oh my God, yeah.
Measuring 3 times. One time, I'm good.
Nope. I don't even measure.
To guarantee.
That looks right.
Yeah, honestly. They even measure 3 times to guarantee a perfect fit, sealing out that summer heat for good.
So I love everything about this, but this is a part that I like particularly love. The Window Nation crews are so experienced. It's so Ellie and I talk all the time on this pod about how much we just love people who are good at their jobs and care about their jobs and just do it right. And that's what you're getting here. They get the entire job done in a day or less with minimal disruption. Plus, you're protected for the long haul with, get this, their lifetime warranty. No big deal.
Insane. And right now, the deal, honestly, as always, but this is probably the best deal they've had. The deal is incredible.
Which is insane because I feel like every month it's like the better deal.
I just really wish I needed windows, but I already have great, like, so whatever. So get 50% off all window styles and put zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 2 full years. So
insane.
You're paying nothing until 2027. Visit windownation.com. Yeah, windownation.com. Am I
nailed
saying
it.
That weird?
No.
Okay.
Just sounds weird. Isn't that weird when you say words that you know and you said before? You're like, is that something weird? It's a really strange thing. Where like you'll look at a word and you're like, that's how it's spelled, but I know how to spell it.
So I have a good example of that.
Okay.
So visit windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION.
I also have something that I like that I want to bring up now.
Okay.
But yes, go.
So I was at the pie shop this morning, which I know you still haven't tried.
I gotta
which is
go.
Fine,
I gotta go.
But it's very good.
Doing
it's
such
fine.
A bad job.
It's fine. Yeah. And this.
Well, maybe you watch some of the movies I recommend.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have no room to talk.
I didn't think about it.
I think
now,
you should try the pie shop. I understand you haven't. But, like, it's so good. And Zoe would love it too, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally walk there. Yeah. But whatever. There's a lot of coffee shops going up in our neighborhood.
Thank God.
There's a new one on 15th.
Boring.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee guy, but it is fun.
Enjoy a coffee shop. Bring me commerce.
So this woman in front of me ordered a coffee with caramel, which, by the way, I think if you're getting caramel in your coffee, like, you're bordering on a milkshake. But
I don't think that's true.
Regardless.
I don't get caramel in my coffee, but I'm fine with it.
I think a little bit of caramel, but she goes caramel.
Oh.
I think it's caramel.
Well, yeah, I think it's caramel.
Yeah, okay.
People do say that.
Yeah.
People do say that, but it's wrong.
It's caramel.
It's caramel.
Like three syllables.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, people go caramel.
Yeah, I don't.
It's
like,
not caramel.
I didn't like it.
It doesn't spell. It's not spelled caramel.
Great. There's an A right in the middle of the word.
So what I want to do when you're reading is I really like the So, do you know the song? And this is not my kind of song at all. It's Emily and Zoe are
soda
super
pop.
Into it.
Yeah.
Soda pop is my kind of jam.
I know.
This is a song that I didn't think I would be into, but I actually really like. And apparently, it's a super famous song. So I should know.
I hope I know.
Do you know the song "Chop Suey" by System of a Down?
I might.
It's like the wake up, wake up. Da 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 da
It sounds familiar.
It's very famous. Yeah. Apparently, I didn't realize how famous it was. Fran,
System of a Down.
Fran Rojas, who's like, you know,
seems
in
like
all
a Fran
that
song.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's like it's an all time song. Like, yeah, he's like everyone.
That's a bold
statement. Well, so I was trying to say to him because he's trying to get me. You know, he's like all these ridiculous band, yeah, like twitching tongues, and I was like, that song chops me there. I was like, that's my limit. I was like, that's like the hardest song that, yeah, I will ever be into. Anyway, the point is they'll do the wake up. And they like the little, I love the little like whisper, the thing. I tried to do it when you were saying Winter Nation. I was going like Winter Nation.
Yeah.
Like, right after you, and I didn't pull it off. But I love the like someone say something, the quick whisper right after, like the echo whisper.
I'm going to have to start looking for this.
Start looking for this.
There
like
you go.
That. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's fun.
It's almost irritating, but it is good.
Anyway, Chop Suey is a good song.
Yeah. I bet you I've heard it.
Apparently it's very famous.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I am sure you've heard it. You are usually caught up on
Yeah.
That. Okay. Lane.
All right. So.
By the way, shout out to Darius Cooper. We didn't really get into him or whatever, but yeah, like very cool. He made
very
the roster.
Exciting.
We don't need to say anymore. We've talked about it the whole time.
Yeah.
The fact that he was a zero.
He's going to be good.
The fact that he was a zero star recruit.
Oh, I didn't
like,
know that.
Undrafted
part.
Stuff happens. He was a zero star recruit coming
and
out
of
high school.
A small school.
It is truly like, it is one. Undrafted guys alone are an unbelievable thing. This is one of the crazier undrafted stories you will see.
Dude,
like, it's really wild. Shout out to that dude.
I told you. After the first time
you
I interviewed
immediately,
him, I was like, this guy's special.
Yeah.
Like, the first, the
I'm
literally.
I'm Darius Cooper. I'm
Darius. Yeah, it was out of a Disney movie.
And
so,
I'm really happy to
be
here.
Yes, I was like, wow, what a guy. Like, I'm telling you, I want to, honestly, we don't do players on the pod. I kind of want to get him
Darius
on the pod.
Cooper.
Like, I need
I'm
you,
sure he'd be psyched to
much like
to
I
somebody.
Need you in the same room as Nick, I need you to, like,
I'm
see
in.
The aura
I'm
that
in.
Darius
I'm
Cooper
has. I really like this.
Yeah. All right, so the Lane thing.
Yeah. So real quick, just to hammer this home. We had Lane on the morning show this morning for Radiothon.
This morning?
This
okay.
morning.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
it not, we're taping this now. It's 11:04. He's up for the time.
I haven't heard this one.
Yes. We had him on at 9 o'clock today. Joe asked him about it, and he basically reiterated what he said. Now, he did say something interesting in there.
Asked him about the idea of retiring after this year.
Yeah, after this year that he had mentioned on that podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, yeah, if we win the Super Bowl, like, it's definitely possible. But he said preemptively, he's like, I would like to honor my contract. Was what he said. I would like to play two more years. He's like, I never know what's coming. He's like, I feel better than I ever have. So he's like, anything can happen. But he was like, if we win the Super Bowl, might be gone.
So
and if he's like, I think in his mind, and who knows what can happen, all that, circumstance change, feel thing, whatever. I think in his mind, he's playing two more years, if I had to bet.
So if I had to bet money, I would also bet two more years. Now, I'll preface this by saying, like, me and Lane have not talked about this one-on-one.
Oh,
so
you haven't?
Really? No, I'm just, you're just, but just... But, like, my reading of the way Lane is answering this is, like, I think there's, like, a 30%
chance. It's on his mind.
I think even if no Super Bowl.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think Lane Johnson will retire in the next 2 years, and it's possible at the end of this
season. And he said something. So he's talked about this 3 times now. The first time.
And he keeps bringing it up. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, Joe obviously asked about it because he talked about it. Originally, he's the one who brought it up. It wasn't a question.
It was unprompted.
Yeah.
And I thought the way he talked about it that was interesting the first time. Now, it was training camp. I get it. But he was kind of like, you're around your family, and then you come back here, and you realize how much work it is. And it was like...
He said something really similar. It wasn't quite that, but he was basically like, you do all this work, and I've missed so much
exactly,
family stuff.
Right.
He hammered that home. He's like, and he was like, you know, grade school, high school, college, 13 years. He's like, I'm not able to be there for a lot of things I wanted to be there for. And I think this stuff is weighing on him.
And I thought the initial answer he gave was not that he wasn't enjoying football, but it was almost a little like, yeah, I'm back in it now, and whew, like,
right,
you know, yeah, it's
tough.
Hard, right?
Yeah.
So, first of all, like, obviously, Lane should retire when he wants to retire.
Of course.
He's a Hall of Fame player. He's won 2 Super Bowls with the Eagles. Like, if he wants to go spend his fortune and live an amazing life with his family, he has earned that right. But the other thing I was going to say with the roster is, like, they kept Cam Williams, who is not ready to play this
year.
Which
you called on the morning show. You said that you thought that was a possibility for this exact reason.
For this exact reason. Miles Hinton, they put on IR, but I think they would have kept him anyway. And I think maybe this is their way of keeping him. Like, they are keeping tackles. Like, they traded for Fred Johnson, who, like, I think they view as a
swing
backup.
Guy, but someone who can play for
them.
But
who knows? Maybe this year, like, he improves a ton and whatever, right? I think we need to open up our mind to the possibility that this could be Lane's last season with the team. Like, because
oh
he says
God.
If they win
Elliot,
this,
could you rein it in?
He says if they win the Super Bowl, right? But what if they have a 2023 season? Like, what if it's ugly?
Yeah.
Like, what if the season ends and it's like, and look, we know they're a great franchise. Like, but like, what if the season ends and it's ugly, right? Maybe he's like, all right, like, yeah, also don't want to come back for this. It feels like a sweet spot of where Lane comes back. Like, I think if he suffers a big injury, and hopefully he does not, like, maybe that's the reason why, you know? So when we talk about this season and the pressure to win, there is an obvious reality that, like, this team has always been bad when Lane Johnson is not on the field. And I think there's a shot in here Lane Johnson is not on the field. Yeah, and they need to plan for that and everything.
Well, they're trying to, but again, like, you know. And look, Cam Williams does seem like an interesting flyer to take in that situation.
And how he specifically mentioned
he would have been
a higher draft pick.
Yes, and he's the kind of guy who people say could have been a first-round pick.
Exactly.
Who knows? But at the same time, it's also you're replacing Lane Johnson.
And
there is no clear
successor right now. Nope.
You know what I mean?
And they've wanted to take one. Like, they have wanted to take an offensive tackle in the first round.
Earlier,
it just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still skeptical they would have done it, but I do think they had interest in doing it.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think it's a storyline that Lane's mentioned, and we've kind of like, oh, I love you, Lane. But, like,
right,
it's something that we do need to really have at the back of our
minds. Well, and I do think, too, that you can dismiss it a little by being like, well, he's saying if they win the Super Bowl. But I just think if you're even contemplating it and, like, thinking about how good life could be outside of football, I'm not really sure how much winning the Super Bowl matters in extent. Like, once you go through the full year, so... Yeah, I mean, it will be sad when Lane retires. And especially,
I mean,
you look at all the players, Eagles.
You look, BG, Lane, and Kelsey.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's done. It's all over.
Yeah,
I mean, Jake Elliott was on that team, but, like, let's be honest, you know, this is not a rip Jake. I think
he's a kicker.
He's a kicker. Like, yeah. So, like, once Lane goes, like, that's it. That's, like, the end of that era. Like, you know, it's pretty crazy.
So I just, that was another takeaway from Final Cuts is, like, they're keeping offensive linemen.
I agree with
Howie said in another interview, I don't know if we talked about this, basically, like, in the draft, late in the rounds, you want to take guys that you think could fix problems that you don't have yet, right?
Yep.
And I think that's, like, the Lane thing is honestly closely becoming a problem when you consider there's no successor.
So I'm actually really surprised that they don't have someone who we by now know is that.
I've thought
for the last couple years that they were going to kind of try and attack this thing.
I still am skeptical they would draft a first-round pick that would sit for a year, but I agree with your overall premise. Like, not a tackle in the second round.
The question is, now, I think that could be a fascinating thing if Lane does decide to honor his contract, like, next year in the draft.
You basically,
like,
have to.
Yeah, so, or Cam Williams turns into something, and you don't have to. But, yeah, no, it's...
I think the chances...
It's a I would not... That's the point. That's what I was trying to say. It's like, Cam Williams, I love the idea of the flyer. Like, take the guy in the sixth round who could be a much higher pick next year, get him with Stout, keep him on the roster, like, develop him. I love that, but, like, it is still unlikely that he's going to be the guy, right? Like,
yeah,
I mean, like, let's
sure.
be honest, he was a six-round draft pick this year, like... He's probably not like that. Like, so.
Yeah. Another offensive line take quickly.
Ooh.
Man, Kenyon Green. Like, you want to talk about.
One.
I know he got hurt, but you want to talk about blowing an opportunity.
Dude, he was the 15th pick in the draft.
You were at
Stoutland
U. You were at the best franchise possible for an offensive lineman.
Didn't even make the roster.
And they cut you. And when Howie talked about yesterday, he was like, look, he was hurt. And he also was like, you know, it takes time for players here to learn to play the way Stoutland wants to, which essentially means. Green couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll be back on the practice squad. I hope he develops. Like, I don't wish him ill will. I hope he... But it just, like...
Really also hammers home what you said in the moment, like, immediately after he figured out what Kenyon Green had done the last couple of years. They just wanted to get rid of CJ.
They just wanted to get rid of him.
There's no other way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Real quick, too, I do want to give Howie a little credit. I think trading for... And I know it's not like a low-round pick... Though I do think teams overvalue these low-round picks, and you see that, and Howie is very willing to move them... But I want to give Howie a lot of credit for the Fred Johnson thing. Because I think, like, the old Howie, I do not think would have admitted his mistake that quickly and just gone and that is as big an admission of a mistake as you could possibly have. He's like, I should have signed that guy for that contract. I didn't. I'm giving him an asset to go get him. He was in my building 3 months ago. You know, like, that is, I screwed this up and I hand up, let me fix it. I think Howie deserves some credit for
so, that. So I think Howie has become much, much better at cutting ties on mistakes. And honestly, we just talked about this with the draft picks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, he's cutting these draft picks. I will say,
another great point.
Yesterday at the presser, he did kind of insinuate Fred wanted to go to Jacksonville.
But
still, trading back for a player you just lost, no matter how you slice
I mean,
it,
right?
There's a level of...
you are admitting a mistake.
Humbleness
and
there.
And humility.
Yeah,
exactly
humility,
right.
Yeah.
It's
so,
exactly right.
And I think it's... The other thing that's funny about Fred, I think there's an encouraging thing about Fred when you look at this roster. So, like, last year, when Fred Johnson was going to go in to take over for Mailata, we could go back and listen, but I would guess both of us and everyone else was like, well, they're screwed. Like, Fred Johnson's no good. This is going to be bad. And Fred Johnson was not great last year.
But, well, especially
but for
was...
the expectation of what he could have been. And just quickly, I guess where I'm going with it is right now we can look at this roster and say, well,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This guy's no good. This guy's unproven. Like, we said those exact same things about Fred Johnson last year, and now we're, like, celebrating the fact
that
he's back.
Well, first of all, I think he stunk at first and got better, right?
He did. He had
that
really bad
Bengals
game,
was it, or whatever. But I think the other thing, to that specific point you're making, I think the defense is a perfect example of that last year. I mean, we went into last year with the defense coming off 2023 being, like, with what's like six or seven new starters on defense, like Nolan Smith, like we thought he was a bust. Like there were so many things.
Have that many new starters,
right?
Again.
And we went in and we're like, this is going to be a disaster. Who knows what's going to happen? And they had the best defense we've ever, at least since 1991 for the Philadelphia, one of the best we've ever seen here. Like, so to that exact point, I like whichever of these guys it is. Like, I do think they deserve a little time to before we say like. Whether we make a Jalix Hunt pronouncement or this or that.
And same, honestly, with Quinyon and Cooper totally. This year, too, which we've talked about. But the flip side of that, the downside could be you can have years where it's 2017 and everything hits, or you could have other years where, like, Rashad Penny doesn't play all year, right? Yeah. So we will see how that ends up working out. But, yeah, I agree with you on the Fred Johnson thing. I thought it was a very smart trade.
Yeah. All right, anything else on the Birds before we do Tuck and some final thoughts?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, maybe I don't know if I'm missing anything.
No, I got nothing.
Yeah.
But next week, it's go time.
It's crazy.
So, oh, by the way.
Almost a week from today.
By the way, I know I've said this multiple times. I'm like, we're back. And then we're not back. We're actually back. Like, our radio show is actually back. Like, I'm trying to think when the next time we won't do the show.
Bye week,
I guess. So we're back.
Yeah.
We are actually truly back week after week. Like, we will be there Saturday 1-3.
The other thing is, this Saturday will be the last Go Birds Radio before the first game of the season. Isn't that crazy?
Think about
that. Yeah, because they play Thursday. So this
doing is that early preview.
Preview like show. Like,
oh my God, dude.
So
that, like, hit me really hard.
I
right
will
there.
Say, too,
whoa!
Like, I would imagine it's going to be pretty hard to get a call in on this one, but like it would be awesome to hear.
Yeah, we want to hear.
But we're gonna have people. All our
yeah,
boys,
yeah, but we guys. Need you all. Wow, that's exciting, Elliot. Yeah. All right, before we get to final thoughts, shout out to
Tucker's wedding.
We'll talk more about the wedding when he's here. You know, when he gets back in, because you know we love our guy.
Yeah,
but here's what I'll say, and I'm sure there are High Hopes listeners who heard us talk about it. There are some, but I thought it was a freaking amazing
unbelievable.
Wedding. I thought Tucker and Mary did such a great job. Like every little thing, like even like the way the wedding was laid out with the like not sitting at the table for 2 straight hours to eat and then dancing for a little, it was like dancing throughout. Like you kept like, all right, we're going to dance for half an hour. Then you're going to get a chorus. Then you're going to make a dance for another hour. Yeah. Then you're, like everything, the
McDonald's
speeches were
afterwards.
Good.
McDonald's what an unbelievable
after.
Call.
The band
was
legit
crazy.
One of the great wedding bands I've ever seen in my life.
Insane.
Like every person in the band could sing.
Me and you commented at one point, it sounds like a DJ.
It was crazy because that was they had like 9 members. They could all sing.
Yeah.
So like it was like, what song is it? Oh, we'll have this girl sing. It's great. Oh, you need a deep singing guy? Got it.
Yeah.
You need another? Like it was like crazy.
They had the horns. Yeah, it was.
They had horns. It was awesome.
And also like, maybe this is better to say with Tucker here or not. I don't know. But like.
Shout out to your listening. If you're listening, Tuck on the honeymoon.
Yeah. Like, well, then he's going to hear it either way.
That's why I
but
said
like,
that.
It is. I don't know. I thought this hit me. I'm curious if it hit you. Like. Me and you have been great friends for a very long time. We've been doing the pod together, so like it's no secret we're great friends. I think like over the last 2 years, Tucker's become a way bigger part of the pod.
I totally agree.
Right? And
I
like,
feel like he's the third
exactly,
member.
Exactly. Correct.
Like I think like Tucker's like part of this
exactly.
pod. Yes.
And I feel like being at the wedding really hammered home.
I'm totally
like,
with you.
He was like one of us. I knew it already, but being at the wedding was like seeing him happy and like dancing
so
and hugging
him.
So
I said it going into the wedding. Like I was talking to Emily about going to the wedding and I was like, like, just telling her what Tucker meant to me.
Yeah, I
was
but
like,
I think afterwards, enduring really hammered it home.
Yeah, so I had
sense.
That going to the wedding. Same idea where I felt it going to the wedding, where I was just like, I was like, this guy means a lot to me. Like, I was like, this guy matters.
Every pod we do, basically.
Yes, he matters to me, and he's made my life better, and he helps me. And, like, I really love the guy, and he's a wonderful human being. He's, like, the sweetest guy.
Very
smart,
sweet.
Interesting, all that stuff.
Well, you know,
but we saw Cy Tucker, I didn't know existed.
Dude.
Topless Tucker.
Crazy. No
dude,
shirt on.
He was
on.
Grabbing the mic and like singing with the song. Like, it was, you listen to this pod. If you're, you know, listen, you watch the videos sometimes of Tucker pop on. Like, Tucker is a very mild-mannered human.
Yes, exactly.
He's
very a bit of a quiet guy.
Very quiet guy. Yeah. Very chill. Very like, you know.
He's like dancing.
It's like, oh, hey. You know, he's like that kind of vibe. He was a wild man.
He
wanted to take his shirt off so early too. He was like, "I'm not."
Oh,
he was like three buttons.
By the time they were like done the first dance,
it
was like basically half
all the way down.
It was funny. At one point, the grandma came up to me and me and you. We were talking to her.
Yeah,
and I was like, I said something like, "Tucker's such a sweet boy, you know, or is like such a sweet guy." And she was almost kind of like. You could tell she was a little old school. I feel like she was like, "What do you like?" And I was like, "No, I'm a sweet guy."
Yeah, no,
like,
no,
yeah. Trust me, yeah. But also to bring it like completely full circle. So they played Love Story. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, maybe a top 5 wedding moment I've ever like.
Wow.
Dude, Tucker, everyone's going crazy. And that's the other thing. You could tell, I feel like people say this at weddings sometimes, but it can be a bit generic. Like you could literally feel the love in the room Tucker.
Oh yeah.
Like
all
of their friends
the
were
friends
going
and
crazy
family,
for
like,
the entire time.
It was beautiful. Yeah.
So during Love Story, everyone's going crazy. Obviously, I'm in there going crazy too.
Yes.
And
I didn't know that it was Love Story. Someone said, that's Taylor,
bananas.
Right?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying full circle.
Yeah.
And at the part where it's like, knelt to the ground, and Tucker got down on one knee in front of me, and everybody went crazy. Like, it was, I wrote in my phone on the dance floor because I wanted to make sure I said it as a final thought, which
I love
it. Count now. I wrote Tucker Taylor moment, best dance floor ever.
It was a great dance floor. It was awesome. They had freaking pyrotechnics going on.
Yeah, it was.
A couple times people
were
like, what the hell? Food was great. The hors d'oeuvres were like,
dude,
really, honestly.
The pre-meal
like,
food was insane.
Truly one of the best, like just orchestrated and executed weddings.
Well,
ever
and been. I think the last thing is like, we went.
Shout out to Mary.
Mary was
sure,
unbelievable.
Let's be honest. We love our guy Tucker. The compliments we're giving about the wedding
was
itself,
all Mary.
Like
for
was
sure.
was probably more Mary. Yes. Yes, exactly.
But I felt like going in, like most weddings you go to, you know a fair amount of people.
Agreed.
We knew like me,
we
you,
just knew
Jack.
We had our table. We had
correct.
Our tables. You, me, Angelina, Jack, and Gilio, and that was like.
So I'm not
it.
Saying my expectations weren't high, but it was more like it was just a different level of thing. And then to so exceed, like it was. Crazy.
It was awesome. Yeah. Shout out to our guy Tucker. We'll talk more when he gets back, but Tucker, we love
he'll
you.
He'll probably be very quiet.
We
this is the chance.
He will not
to,
be pulling the shirt off on the pod. All right, let's get to final thoughts.
All right. Okay. As always, I'll say I'm not sure if I've done this one, but I'm pretty sure. Okay. This is actually good. Well, all right, I'll do another one, actually. Okay. No, I'll do this one. I'll do this one.
Do what makes your soul
happy. Yeah. All right. 4 o'clock to check in a hotel.
It's absurd. It's ridiculous. Now, Tucker's wedding was 3 o'clock.
It was 3 o'clock.
Which is fine.
And we checked in early.
We got there 2:10 and they let us in. It was no problem.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Honestly, I think 3 o'clock's crazy.
I agree. I think it should be 1 o'clock or 12. And the next morning, you have to check out at like 10. You're barely there.
Especially if you're going to a wedding. If a place has a wedding there, you should have an earlier check-in time.
Yeah.
You get there at 3, it's like the wedding's 2.5 hours.
100% with that. But even like when I travel for Eagles.
I'm with you.
Like, it's just 4 crazy. O'clock, then... Maybe it's because I'm older. Like, the day is almost over at 4 o'clock. Yeah, it's like basically you're renting. I know you're renting a bed, but like to charge $700
for
9 hours is crazy.
Especially because they make people check out at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah,
and did I know you they say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I said.
My fault.
And the fact that in the morning,
what,
you have
so wait, 5 hours in between. We got like, what are we doing?
You should
here?
Get 24 hours.
Yes.
And I know that it would make it hard because like you have to clean the rooms. For, I get all that, but like
change
I don't know, figure
processes.
It out or charge less, but. It's crazy that so many hotels, the check-in, and I know you can normally check in early, but like when they really hold you to it, you realize how late in the day a 4 o'clock check-in is.
I love it.
There you go.
It's one of my favorite. I could not agree more with you. I thought going to the wedding, it was like 3 o'clock. That's crazy. Like,
Well, it started at 5:30, which was fine. But
fine,
like,
but that's like a tight
space.
Like, I can't get there and just hang out for the day. Like,
yeah,
what the
it's
hell?
Crazy. Like,
I'm so with you.
And they had, and this is maybe specific to that place, but like they had a pool. Which was very nice. I didn't get to go in it because of the checkout time. But like, but they were like, I was saying to Kristen while we were checking in, oh, we can go to the pool tomorrow. And the woman goes, well, checkout time's 12.
It's like, crazy.
Like, what are you talking about? So check-in time is 3. I have to leave the pool by 12 at noon. Like, what do you want me to enjoy the pool from 8 to 9 in the morning and 5 to 6 at night? Like, when do I actually get to enjoy the pool?
It's a great take.
Thank you.
Okay. I will do 2 and 1 in that. I have other ones that I like, but this is a classic. I don't think either one is quite good enough for a final thought, but I like both, so I'm going to come on.
I like it.
Okay, one is for a very specific set of listeners, and one is for you.
All right.
So to all the other listeners, I'm really sorry. If you are a fan of the Coen brothers and movies, you know, just movies in general, I watched Raising Arizona again recently.
They did the Where Brother Art Thou, right?
Where Brother, yeah, okay. Where Brother, Where Brother, wait,
art
no.
Now or something.
No.
Where art
oh,
thou,
brother, where art
yeah,
thou?
Yeah,
you threw me off there.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, brother, where art thou? Yes. Fargo, you know, many, you know, No Country for Old Men, very famous one. I watched Raising Arizona again recently. Really, really great Coen Brothers movie.
Actually, I've seen that.
80s. Like, Nick Cage.
A long time ago, yeah.
Nick Cage. Yep. Anyway, I think, and I know you're going to have very strong feelings about this, I think Raising Arizona, Fargo, and Big Lebowski should be considered an unofficial trilogy. I don't know why people don't talk about it more. Like, all the themes, all the stuff.
Are they
the
same characters?
It's the Coen brothers. It's 3 separate Coen brothers movies. No same characters or whatever.
3 separate movies.
So that's my point.
Unrelated.
It should be an unofficial trilogy based on the... I mean, they're all about bankrupt. Or they're all about, like, robbery, crime, about... kidnapping.
Right.
Like, there's all kinds of themes throughout all of them. That, like, really, like, these 3 movies are an unofficial trilogy.
So, obviously, I disagree. But, like...
You've never seen it. What are you
talking
about?
Well, I just think if it doesn't have the same characters, it can't be a
trilogy.
Well,
that's why it's called an unofficial... So, you've never seen this before? This is, like, a...
No.
Okay, so you're not on movie Twitter or anything.
No,
I'm not. An unofficial trilogy, or an unofficial sequel, or whatever, is when you take movies that don't have the same characters in them, but these movies, like, should be. Like, they are, like...
Yeah.
In theory, like, they're kindred spirits or whatever. Like, they should be
all right, well, then I guess I agree.
So, and these are by the same director. Like, people will do it with just
now,
any
the
3
same
movies.
Director
like,
in
3
a limited
movies
amount
that
of
should
time.
Be an unofficial trilogy.
Yeah.
I'm at least doing the same directors.
Yeah. So. No, I disagreed. Now I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
No problem.
And any Coen Brother fans out there, please let me know what you think. Because, like, I said it to my brother and my movie buddy, Andrew.
Your bro,
and they both loved it. They both thought it was a really good take.
All
so
right.
I felt really good about it. Okay, and now this one's just for you. You know we've been doing that, like, Quest with Zoe Music, all sort of pop, all this stuff. She's really got a good ear for stuff. She's found the Spice Girls.
Wow.
She's into them.
Dude.
Singing Wannabe around the house.
So good.
She's so into it. We can't watch the video enough times.
Have you watched the movie?
I was so excited. No, that's a good idea.
So I don't know.
Might
I'm
be
assuming
bad
it's
idea.
Appropriate. Like, I forget,
right,
but... No, I mean, dude, Spice Girls are unbelievable, obviously.
Yeah, so I had to tell
what
you.
What an amazing moment in her life.
Seeing Zoe sing Wannabe, thinking of you, I was like,
just so many great ones.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
For
I feel like they're like a good like
no, they're perfect
role
for
model too,
perfect
type
for
of
her.
Thing. Yeah,
I don't know about the role model.
Well, I just mean
you would know better than I would. I don't know what they other than Victoria Beckham being married.
Yeah,
to, you know,
well, that would be the second.
I don't know what any of them did after. So.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I'm more like girl power,
sure.
girl band type
we
of
like
thing.
Girls.
Yeah,
go girls.
Amen. We can name the pod that. right. That's very exciting.
That is fun. Exciting. All right, Saturday, 1 to 3. Friggin'
yes.
Be there. We need you.
Until then.
He's William James.
Boom.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.